Because it's fun. It's fun to watch a girl getting dressed. Not all of it, I'm not going to lie to you. There are aspects of a woman getting dressed that have decidedly mixed results. Tights, for example, is a very 50-50 affair. The first half is quite, I would say, almost erotic, a very enjoyable spectator sport. The lower leg, let's focus on the lower leg for now. Sort of pointed toe, delicately scrunch up the tight, glide it neatly over the lower leg, lovely. Glide it over the other one, marvellous. But once the tights reach the halfway point... this is where I suggest you leave the room, OK? Because some shit goes on after that. Sometimes you just tug at a crotch for like half an hour. And just when you think it's over, she carries on. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Jesus, what are we doing up here now? She's not walking around like a baby taking their first steps. Sometimes she looks in the mirror and goes, no, these aren't right. Don't do it again! Mixed results. Like high heels as well. Amazing when stationary. Sometimes you just stand there. What do you think of these new shoes, Michael? They're nice, aren't they? Oh, my God. Those shoes are incredible. Yeah, I just bought them. They're really nice. I really like them. No, seriously, you look incredible in those shoes. I can't believe you married me. You're gorgeous. Come to me. Come to your husband. All right. You know what? I'll come to you. Let's not spoil this. Jesus Christ. Mixed results. You need a break from your children. The best way, of course, to pacify your children, as we all know, is drugs. Actual drugs are the most effective. Calpol is the drug of choice for children. You give them Calpol when they have colds and runny noses and stuff, but there are side effects. You notice that it sort of calms them down, makes them more lucid. They sleep through the night. They become better people. You prefer them. Yourself almost hoping that they get slight little colds and things. Someone just needs to sneeze near my children. Achoo! I think we should give both children Calpol just in case. I remember the first time I gave my eldest Calpol, he was a little baby. We were so worried about it. My wife and I, we kept rereading the instructions, 1.5 mils. You know, apologising to his little runny nose. So, Mum and Daddy, we love you so much. We're so sorry to have to put this foreign substance into your body, but we wouldn't do it if we didn't love you. Within a few months, we're just hosing him in the face. Go to sleep! It's even more fun now because you don't have to put it on spoons. Oh, it's so satisfying. They come with these little plastic syringes. And you just suck it up and squirt it in their little face like you're filling them up with petrol. Sometimes they don't even know I've done it. They're just watching telly with their mouths slightly hanging open. Just come in with a couple of loaded syringes. Right, that's the kids done. Come on, darling, let's go upstairs for some us time. Frisbee a couple of iPads in case they cotton on to the situation. My wife's actually got a belt with ready-made Calpol syringes holstered. She does other people's children after school. You'll thank me for that, guys. Call me in 4 to 6 hours if you need. I've got two children, Lucas and Oscar, Lucas with a C. And, you know, I gave them their names because I like their names. They're lovely names. But I didn't realise what it was going to be like. You actually basically, because they're 7 and 4 now, and they don't do a thing I tell them to, I shout the names I gave them. All day now, I just shout the names that I lovingly selected for them. Lucas, put that down. Don't touch that. Oscar, don't hit your brother. Lucas, where's your other shoe? Oscar, look at me when I'm talking to you. Lucas, don't you dare talk to your mother like that. That's my life. If I had have known what it was going to be like, I would have named them Hey and Oi. Would have been so much easier. Hey! Don't touch that. Oi! Don't hit your brother. They like Where's Wally? I don't know why. It's very boring. If you're not familiar with Wally, Wally's basically a little person in a stripy top, and you have to find him in a crowded scene full of other people in stripy tops, but there's only one Wally. It sounds quite boring, but my kids love looking for him. And it's great for my wife and I, because we can just open the book and go, you look for Wally. Well, we go and look for a life we left behind before we had you two. Then they just go, found him! We just turn the page. Good, find another one. Come on! But I have done something which I feel amazingly guilty about, and I don't want you to judge me by this, but I think it just highlights, you know, how stressful and tired you can become as parents. I coloured Wally in. Is that bad? There's no Wally. They've been looking for 11 days. My wife and I went to Venice last weekend. We needed the break. My wife shops at Waitrose. People who shop at Waitrose just love shopping at Waitrose. They're like, people are whooping Waitrose. What a moment to reveal just how middle class you are. The middle classes dig Waitrose. And they love telling people about it because they're basically saying they can afford it. I shop at Waitrose. They just drop it into conversation. I've got to stop off at Waitrose. So I'll see you later. I'm going to Waitrose. Just so you all know I can afford Waitrose. Because they sell all the same stuff as other supermarkets, they just charge you more money for it and people enjoy going there. There are no deals, that's what frustrates me. Every other supermarket has deals, like buy one, get one free, exists in every other supermarket, but not in Waitrose. In Waitrose, it's buy one and you're perfectly welcome to buy another one, but it will cost you the same as the first one. It's about 10 times more than any other supermarket. Do come in. Don't mind if I do! Waitrose! I can afford it! I've never seen anybody in the Waitrose car park return the trolley for the pound. It's simply not worth it to them. They unload the bags into the back of the Range Rover. They think about it. They try to get the pound. Oh, no, the pint, it's stuck. It's stuck. I've got to go all the way over there to the trolley train for a pint. Well, that's not exactly worth it after I've spent all this on my shopping. And then they do this sort of push away. They just go, fuck off. It's the Waitrose posh push. Fuck off. And the trolley sort of rolls away. And then careers into another Range Rover for another posh person. What the fuck off is that doing there? There's nobody somewhere from Aldi in the bushes. I'll have that. Get my week's shopping done on that quid, you idiot. It's all the same shit you just bought, darling, half the price. I'll tell you what's really bugging me at the moment is people who have the same name that is spelt completely differently. I'm so sorry for all of you people, and I know there are many in this room tonight. It's such an odd, unnecessary waste of your life. Like Sarah with an H, or Sarah without an H. Sarah without an H is pronounced like this. Sarah. And with an H, Sarah. But Sarah has spent the whole of her life going, Sarah, with an H, with an H, that's with an H. Is that with an H? No, there's no H. Sorry, there's an H, you put an H, there's no H, there's actually no H. What a waste of life. Like Stuart with a W is pronounced like this. Stuart. Without a W, Stuart. What are we doing? It's not like it's, what's your name? Stuart. Stuart. And you are? Stuart. Stuart. And this is my wife, Sarah. Oh! Stuart. And Sarah? Have you met Stuart? This is Stuart. Come and meet the others. It's Stephen and Stepen. Do say hello. This is Stuart. Stuart. And Sarah. Stephen and Stepen. Oh, if it isn't Jeff and Geoff, join the party. Jeff and Geoff and your wives Jill and Gil. Jeff, I forget who's with who. Jill is with Geoff and Jeff is with Jill. This is Stuart. Stuart. Stephen, Stepen and Sarah. This is the three Seans. Do join the party. We've got Sean, Seen, and Shaun. Come on in. Sean, Seen, and Shaun. This is Stuart. Stuart, Stephen, Stepen, Jeff, Geoff, Jill, Gill, and Sarah. What a waste of life. Why bother? It doesn't matter if you've done very well out of your plane, because lots of the planes are arriving at the same time. And then when you've got to do the passport, that's when it can be big queues, regardless of how well you've done in your initial race. That's where they have the big ropes, the big zigzag rope system to accommodate all the people, right? And sometimes you get there, and there are no people. You can't believe it. It's amazing. It's just like, oh, this is the Holy Grail. It's just empty ropes and people waiting for the passports. We're going to be out of here in no time. I don't know how other nationalities deal with this situation. I presume that Americans just hurdle the ropes. Yee-haw! Yee-haw! Pass me the kids, honey. Woo! Woo! Yee-haw! Germans probably unhooks a rope, family comes through, then re-hooks a rope on the other side. Unhooks the next rope, family, come on through. Now I shall re-hook the rope on the other side. Unhooks the following rope, family comes through. Brazilians probably do limbo under the ropes. British people, it doesn't even cross our minds. We just look at the ropes. And off we go. pause for an American yee-haw. You can shake the passport guy's hand if he's still got a 45-minute walk ahead of him. They don't check your passports. They know you're British by the way you handle the rope system. Put that passport away, sir. Come on through. Welcome home. Baggage reclaim tour. Hope you had a great haul.